present for the teacher, or every cloud has a silver lining. It was the last week of school for the year. Emma was sad that she'd be in a different class after the holidays. She liked her teacher, Miss Hollingworth, and she wanted to give her a Christmas present. Everyone will think of chocolates or soaps, Emma thought, but she wanted to give her something different, something special. The problem was, what? She walked round the shops looking at ornaments, cups, sweets, books, but nothing seemed quite the right thing. On the second to last day of school, Emma still couldn't think of just the right present. The children took down the class decorations, tidied the cupboards and shelves, stacked their books away for next year, and Miss Hollingworth said, "You have all worked so hard, I think we will have a story." The class's favourite one was about cats. Everyone sat on the mat and listened. When Miss Hollingworth had finished, she told them about her own cat. He was a silver-grey colour and called Smokey. As he grew old, he became deaf, and one day he wandered out onto the road and was run over. This made Miss Hollingworth very sad. She said she missed him very much. At once Emma knew what she would give her teacher. Her cat, Miss Saigon, had 5 new kittens. One of them was silver grey. Mum said they couldn't keep all those cats, and when they were old enough to live without their mother, they would have to be given away to good homes. After school, Emma raced home. "Mum," she yelled as she rushed inside, "are our kittens old enough to give away?" "They're 6 weeks old now and can drink milk from a dish, so I think they're ready to go to a new home," Mum said. "They can eat from a dish too," Emma said. "Can I give one to Miss Hollingworth? I know she loves cats." "Which one do you think she would like?" Mum said. "The little silver grey one," Emma said. That night she wrapped a large shoebox with pretty Christmas paper and tied a big pink bow on the top. She cut windows on each side, big enough so the kitten could look out, but not big enough to climb through. Then she put a soft cotton sheet on the bottom of the box. Before she went to bed, she looked at the kittens curled up in a ball beside their mother. "She will miss her brothers and sisters and her mother," she said. "But Mum said they all need homes of their own. Kittens grow away from their mothers very soon. Not like children." In the morning, when Emma was ready for school, she went to put the silver grey kitten in the box, but it was nowhere to be seen. "The kittens have gone," she yelled out to Mum. "Miss Saigon must have heard me say that I would take her kitten to school this morning. She's hidden them." Mum helped Emma look for the kittens. They looked in cupboards, wardrobes, under the beds, behind the chairs and the couch in the lounge. The kittens were nowhere to be seen. "You'd better brush your hair now and get off to school or you'll be late," Mum said. "I have a box of chocolates you can take for Miss Hollingworth." "Everyone will give her chocolates," Emma grumped. As she was standing in front of the mirror brushing her hair, she heard a soft squeak. She listened again. She looked behind the dressing table mirror. There, in a bundle on the floor, were 5 kittens curled up asleep. Gently, Emma picked up the silver grey one and stroked it. "You're going to a nice new home," she said. "Don't be afraid, little one." Carefully, she placed the kitten in the box and walked to school, quietly talking to it all the way. Miss Hollingworth was standing at her desk, surrounded by children. They all liked her and were sad to be leaving her class. Her desk was covered with small parcels. She opened each one excitedly and gave every child a hug. There were sweets, flowers, soaps, perfumes, ornaments, and lots of chocolates. Emma kept her present till last and then handed it to Miss Hollingworth. There was a soft mewing sound. "Whatever can this be?" she said. "It squeaks." Carefully she unwrapped the box and opened the lid. There was a small silver-grey ball of fluff that stood up and gave a loud squeal. "Oh, how lovely!" Miss Hollingworth said, as she picked it up and cuddled it close. "It's just like my Smokey. Thank you, Emma. I love it. I will call it Sky." "Sky?" said Emma. "Because it looks like a little fluffy cloud with silver streaks. They say every cloud has a silver lining. I was so sad when I lost my Smokey, but this little kitten will make me very happy." That afternoon, when Emma got home from school, she found Miss Saigon pacing round and round the house calling for her kitten. Emma picked her up. She told her all about Miss Hollingworth and what a kind teacher she was and how she loved the kitten and called it Sky. "She will be very happy with Miss Hollingworth," she said. Miss Saigon jumped down off her knee and ran to her other kittens. "She seems happier now," Mum said. "Do you think she understood all you said to her?" "I know she understood when I said I was going to take her kitten to school, because she hid all her kittens," said Emma. Emma knelt down beside her and stroked her head gently, and Miss Saigon purred.